Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our study in Luke chapter 19, verses 45 through 48, titled, Jesus in the House. The conclusion of this two-part study is available along with other free materials, where you'll also find our contact and donation information, all at our website, BBFOhio.com. And now we begin with the current events update, followed by our study in Luke chapter 19, verses 45 through 48, titled, Jesus in the House. This is part one of two. Of our current events update. Just want to make you aware, make sure this is on one. Okay, now you can hear me, onliners. Planned Parenthood is using taxpayer money to fund taxpayer funds to elect liberals, and specifically, they are a branch of the Democrat Party. You'll hear once in a while people criticize conservative pastors because we just tell the truth, and we find ourselves opposed to the Democrat Party on just about everything they stand for, because they're Marxists. They believe in killing unborn children. They are pro-sodomite. And they're just all around wicked and evil. They should just call their party the Satanic Party. Those who are in unions and such, you have your reasons for being in that party for historical reasons, but you all need to get out of that wicked party and start your own. Then the Republican Party, they have their progressives and the rhinos and such, and some of them are pro-Sodom, the log cabin Republicans, the Lincoln Project. You have some of them are pro-baby murder, just like the liberals in the Democrat Party. But we are criticized because so much of our comments are either directly or indirectly against the Democrat Party. But we are not endorsing a political candidate or party. And when the Republican Party is wrong, we tell you. When the independent candidates are wrong, we tell you. When the Libertarian Party is wrong, we tell you. But they are then going to be sicking the IRS on us. That's why they hired 87,000 new agents. You watch it. But in turn, you have these... When the Democrats pass certain bills, they fund their own agenda using taxpayer money. And it should be unconstitutional. But Planned Parenthood is going to spend a record $50 million on 2022 midterm elections, and they are supposed to be a nonpartisan organization. They're not supposed to be a part of any political party, and yet all that money will be spent to elect Democrats because those Democrats agree with the pro-abortion, baby-murdering agenda of the Democrat Party and Planned Parenthood that they share. $50 million of taxpayer money is going into that. Guess how much money the COVID bill, the American Rescue Act, or whatever they called it, provided to Planned Parenthood?
There you go.
Money that they lied to the American people about and said it was supposed to be COVID relief, and very little of that money in the so-called American Relief Act has anything to do with COVID at all. And $50 million of it went to Planned Parenthood, and they are going to then turn around and use that money to elect pro-abortion Democrats. It's criminal. And so they reported it at the time in certain outlets, but the fake ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC news media, and Fox News all reported this on this bill without telling people what was actually in it. Guess who voted for that bill funding a deadly mRNA shot and baby murder, by the way? But guess who, you'll be surprised, no. Who voted for the bill that provides $50 million for Planned Parenthood to use funding Democrat campaigns? Democrats.
Oh,
You're talking crooked politics in the raw, right in front of everybody's eyes, and nobody's reporting it in the fake news media because they're all Democrats. Folks, this isn't about Democrat versus Republican. I've told you, I'm not endorsing the Republican Party. I only vote for guys I can vote for, and if they happen to be Republican, that's fine. But we are seeing the same thing happen that has happened in every other country that has fallen to Marxism. You have a party who's taking over everything, including our FBI and CIA, and using it, just like Adolf Hitler, to shut down political enemies that happen to include Bible-believing Christians. You are opposed to abortion, you are opposed to Sodom, then you are a political enemy of the Democrat Party. And that political cult is coming for you. You better get ready for it. There's 87,000 IRS agents. You just watch. That headline is from a liberal rag called the Daily Kos. Not one Republican voted to help. That's how the fake news reported it. Not one Republican voted to help Americans in the midst of the COVID pandemic. Not one Democrat voted for a bill to help Americans either. They voted for a bill to line their own pockets. They're crooks. And at some point, if the rapture doesn't happen soon, this nation is going to pay the price for this political cult. They're going to start locking you and your relatives up. They're going to they're already causing you to lose your jobs. There are teachers being fired because they won't bow to the Democrat Party sodomite abortion agenda. There are professors in universities losing their jobs because they won't kowtow to that party line, as it's called. And you're going to have you working in corporations, they're going to have you sign off and force you to sign things supporting that agenda, or you will lose your job. And this is going out not just to you and the live streamers. It goes out on the internet. It'll go out on the radio. And I am telling as many people who hear my voice, you had better stand now with freedom or you're going to be standing behind bars. Yeah. You had better stand now or you're going to be standing in unemployment lines and food lines. This is a political cult. It is anti-constitution. It is pro-globalist. Therefore, pro-Satan and pro-Antichrist. And who supported the COVID bill that funds the clot shop experiment abortion? Religious groups. Not this group. But as I've been demonstrating week after week after week, that the majority of the so-called churches in this country are Satan's churches. And they supported this so-called American Rescue Plan and lied to their people about it. And a lot of their preachers get up and are just as vehement as I am in denouncing those who wouldn't vote for it. Why? Because I don't care, pastor, reverend, most right, baloney, I don't care what you call them. They're a bunch of Bible-rejecting, Christ-rejecting apostates. They do not preach the gospel that includes a bloody cross and a resurrected Savior. Why would these religious groups support that? Because they received money. $6 to $10 billion went, and I'll guarantee you not a penny went to a Bible-believing church. $6 to $10 billion didn't go to help anybody with COVID. It went to religious groups so that they could pay their people.
Religious groups.
Yeah, that's the right word for it. They weren't Christian in any reality. A lot of them call themselves Christian, but they're not. There's the reason why. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So keep this in mind as we begin our study, because we're going to see what Jesus thought about these religious people with all their money. But I'm telling you, if you just open your eyes to the reality of this COVID Wuhan China virus plandemic and all of its shots that aren't keeping anybody from getting it, and so they're not vaccines. And it's just a big using you for as sheep so they can make billions of dollars off of you. That's all it is. And it's that shot is killing people, and they're not reporting it. That shot is giving people myocarditis, swollen hearts, causing them to have blood clots, all kinds of things, killing people. There have been more athletes just dropped dead while playing this year than at any time I've ever seen, any 10 years combined. But as long as they don't put it on the news and put scary music behind it and tell you that it's the most dangerous, it's a danger to democracy. It's a danger to democracy. That's what freaks people out. And it's usually someone like Orange Man. And it's not anything real. But when I saw them gather, and this was supposed to be some kind of a tribute to the people killed, it looked to me more like a satanic cult thanking their God for the sacrifice of the humans that were killed. And yes, that's not a doctored photo. That's what really happened. And there's Schumer right in the middle, McConnell to his left, Nancy Pelosi to his right. I'm telling you, it's not even something you have to really look deep into to figure out. It is, on the face of it, satanic. And if you don't believe what I'm telling you, you don't believe the Bible. I'm sorry, that's just a fact. According to some of us have agreed on this, at least, the Bible, I believe, says we're in the last days. The Bible says the rapture could happen at any moment, but then the more we see the second coming signs taking place, we know the rapture's got to be getting close. I mean, there's 125 days till Christmas. How many of you have already seen Christmas stuff going up around here? I have. And that tells you Thanksgiving is getting close, doesn't it? See how that works? You see the signs of Christmas, you know Thanksgiving's getting close. 95 days till Thanksgiving. That's the way the rapture and second coming work. You're looking at Thanksgiving, looking at the second coming and seeing the signs of the second coming. And a lot of preachers look at, there's no sign necessary for the rapture. True. But as you see the signs of the second coming, you know the rapture is getting close. Well, if the rapture is getting close, and what happens after the rapture? Satan himself takes over a man called the Antichrist right after the rapture. So that's what we should expect to see. Right there. And we're seeing it. But you go talk to the, let's say just 50 people that you know call themselves Christians, and ask them about this. You're going to find the deception is as deep among most Christians as it is the unsaved world. And a lot of them are clueless and ignorant because they chose today to go to churches where they know they're not going to hear anything. And they'll choose all week long to never listen to anybody who's going to teach them this stuff. It is called apostasy. And it's taking place right now. And if anybody hearing me who is listening for whatever reason, and you're in a church like that, you're going to answer to God for it. You're giving your money to those churches, you're funding the devil's work. And you're going to answer for it. God is not going to reward you for giving money to churches that are being used by Satan. And it's about time God's people started acting like God's people and saying, you know what, I don't care what those people think of me, I'm going to tell them the truth. But around the world, for the most part, the silence is deafening. And I'll just say this, any politician, and I don't care whether Orange Man runs in 2024 or not, any politician that they don't like is probably your friend. All right. Luke 19, verses 41. I'm sorry. You believe I put the wrong verses up there again? I did that last week. It's 45 is where we're going to pick up, through 48. in our previous study was 41 through 44. Jesus has just prophesied of the destruction of the temple. And that's a very interesting study if you missed it. He also pointed out that there was a particular time where the Messiah was going to show up. They were told that in the Old Testament, specifically Daniel 9, 24 to 27. And because they didn't know their Bible, they missed it. Now we pick up verses 45 through 48. I'll have you read the even verses with me. So I'll read 45 and then you jump in. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought, saying unto them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him, and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. Amen?
Amen.
So, verse 45, and he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that brought. That bought. That's Jesus doing that. Now, I don't know if you've read this and really thought about it, but this is the Jesus that most people don't want to ever look at. They don't want to see him. Because I'll guarantee you, he didn't go in and say, Okay now, single file, out the door, let's go, come on, come on. That isn't how he did it. At all. This isn't the gentle Jesus that Americans want to believe in. My Jesus would never send anyone to hell. You hear that? I bet people say, that's real Christian of you. All you have to do is say you're against something. Well, that's real Christian of you. Yes, it is. They're kind of taken back because usually when they say that, Christians immediately begin to apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Did I say something that offended you? I'm so sorry. Not me. Why would I apologize for telling people the truth? It's just so sad to see so many timid Christians always apologizing, even when they're doing what the Bible tells them to do. And then you look at the Bible and they say, well, they'll say, Jesus would never talk to somebody like that. Oh, really? Would you like to have a little Bible study? Do you have a Bible? Here, we'll give you one. Open this Bible up to Matthew 23. Read aloud, please. That happened right down at Crimson Cup down the road. Right before we moved out of here, someone was talking to me, and people will approach me a lot of times acting like they're Christians, or at least Bible-believing Christians. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're a pastor? Oh, that's wonderful. And then when we start talking, and I'll say to them, I just don't think that's very Christian. I said, what do you mean? They don't like the fact that all I said was that something was sin. Something was sin. You're not supposed to ever say that these days.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, I don't think Jesus would talk like that to people.
I said, well, here. Could you read that?
What?
The words of Jesus in red. Read that right there.
And they started to read it and stopped. Hand it back to me.
I said, well, those are the words of Jesus. Why wouldn't you read it?
Yeah, it's not their Jesus. How many of you heard of the red letter Christians? Because they don't want to obey anything the Apostle Paul says. And they figure since their Jesus is all the I'll just call it what it is, their Jesus is a big fruit. And so they think, I'll just follow the red letters. Okay, here's some red letters. Matthew 23. And they don't like those red letters. I mean, it's just amazing to watch when you deal with people about this stuff. It appears that this was the second time Jesus did this, by the way. The first time happened after, you remember, the first miracle at the wedding in Cana, and he turned water into wine. You remember that? And it was right after that in John chapter 2, verse 15, and when he had made a scourge of small cords. I wish I'd brought my cords up here with me. I did have some extras laying around. I must have put them away. You just picture Jesus with the cords. What's he doing with those? He's not using them for pom-poms. It says, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. Picture that. He's throwing things. He's got a whip, turning over tables, and driving people out. How many of you picture that? How many of you think of Jesus? What would Jesus do? This is my favorite meme. If anyone ever asks what would Jesus do, remind him that flipping over tables and chasing people with a whip is within the realm of possibilities. That's the real Jesus. Not the movie Jesus and cartoon Jesus. You know, and I'm all for, you know, you show these kids as cartoons and they learn a little bit about Jesus. But I always try to tell the kids when they saw it, every once in a while I say, now, you know, what they leave out. Well, you know, here's what they left out. Verse 45 then says, coming back to 45, and he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought. Just imagine what that scene would have looked like. I love this one too. I've decided to show you two memes this morning. If Jesus did this today that we're reading about, you know that a bunch of so-called Christians would tell Jesus that he's not acting like Jesus. Yeah. You're not acting like Jesus, but I am Jesus. And then verse 46, saying unto them, it is written, my house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. See, that's what made Jesus sick, is running churches like a business franchise. And that's what's killing evangelicalism today. You see, most people go to churches that they're attracted to because of the ad campaign. And they're attracted to by the things that the frills and everything that they have public relations people they pay money to, and they put on, and they're like, well, this is literally what most of these mega churches do. They just go into it and they say, well, here's an area where we don't have a big mega church, so we're going to find some land, and they have investors, and they buy the land. And they either, it might be a big warehouse or something, or they'll build. And then they go through and, you know, go door knocking. But they don't go preaching the gospel. They go door knocking with a pencil and a questionnaire. And they find out what you want. This area is really big into dark roast coffee. These people like rock and roll music. These people, that's what they're asking you, what? And they'll say, what has kept you from coming to church? They don't want judgmental preaching. What's that mean? They don't want to be told what sin is. They want this, they want that. And so then they have a big ad campaign, they put it in all the newspapers, radio stations, and they hand out flyers, and they have a big opening day where a lot of times they'll give away things and have free food and all that, and they bring a bunch of people in, and then they basically have a rock concert or whatever, and everybody's like, this is cool, man! And that's how the last generation is choosing its churches. That's how the last generation is choosing where to go to church. And it doesn't have anything to do with God's Word. Doesn't have anything to do with the desire for God's Word. And it's all about, they gauge success on the number of people and the amount of money. Just like whatever restaurant franchises. And that's how they chose that place in the first place. They made sure that there was money in the area. But big crowds do not necessarily mean God is blessing. You know, Jesus had big crowds. Same thing happened to him. As soon as he started preaching the hard truth, they scattered. He really had 11 committed disciples that were willing to go anywhere with him until he went to the cross. But big crowds, as long as Jesus was, feeding the 5,000, that kind of thing, water to wine. But as soon as he started preaching the hard truths, even then, they left him. Verse 47 says, and he taught daily in the temple. Now, can you imagine that? We talked about that during a Sunday school. That during the millennium, it says that the Lord will teach. And I can't wait for that. We are going to be omniscient. You're going to have a glorified body, glorified mind. I think we'll have much better memories. I think...